We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, everyone. Welcome to another edition of IB Nation Sports Talk. I am Vince D'Addario. That over there is not Sean Stiers. That is ND Insider, Tom Noy. How you doing, Tom?
I am doing awesome. Even though I'm covering a 1-7 Notre Dame men's basketball team, I'm still doing awesome.
Because I knew you would be. You. Oh, yeah. That's got to be what it is. That's got to be what it is. So I mean, obviously life is good because everybody knows what my day job is and I haven't seen Tom's daughter in my office. So, you know, life is always good.
You won't. Hey, wait, I do have to ask you, were you a chaperone for Snowball on Sunday night?
I was there the entire time, my friend. Yes,
I should have had her come over and introduce herself to her, to you.
You should have.
She did go to the dance. It was a dance on Sunday night here in Northern Indiana. They do that every year because they have Monday off, so they do the dance on a Sunday. So she was there at an okay so-so time as a sophomore, but
yeah, we'll see. Yep. It was an interesting evening, I will put it that way. It's the first high school dance that I have been mandated to attend since I was in high school. So, you know, things have changed a little bit, I'll just say that, since I was going to dances. So, but anyway, let's talk. Let's jump in and we'll talk about your day job and what I know it's not the most comfortable of subjects, I'm guessing, right about now.
No, it's fine. I mean, it's fine. Everybody says I hate, and I get this on Twitter all the time.
Yeah.
I can't believe you have to cover this team. Look, that's the deal that we sign up for.
And
that's
right.
I didn't sign up to be a Notre Dame men's basketball beat writer for the South Bend Tribune with the stipulation that I'm only going to cover them when they're really good or they go to the Sweet 16, or in the case of 2015 and 16, they make it to the Elite Eight. Like, if you're going to do this job, you have to do this job. And some of it is really cool. 98% of it is awesome. Doing the travel, watching basketball, getting to communicate and have a relationship with people in the college basketball world. 98% of it is great. 2% of it is not so great, but that doesn't mean you have to stop doing the job. And you can't say, well, yeah, the season sucks because the team sucks. Every season is a season unto itself. And this one just happens to be going not very well for the Irish and Mike Gray.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So let me start with this. Obviously, you're, I mean, about as tuned in to the basketball program as you could possibly be. You've been covering the team for how long? Long, a while, right? Since when?
25 years.
25 years. So you of all people know this program better than most. Did you see this year coming in any way, shape, or form?
No, and nobody did. Like, yeah. If anybody says, just like if they say last year, yeah, we saw 15-5 coming from the ACC. We saw two wins in the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2016. Baloney. Nobody saw last year coming, just like nobody saw this year coming. Because, right. Look, you can say this piece doesn't fit, that piece doesn't fit. They don't have this guy. They don't have that guy. They don't have these guys on the bench. What they do have are four guys in Trey Wirtz, Dane Goodwin, Nate Leshefsky, and Cormac Ryan who thought – and who believed they could get back to the NCAA tournament. If there was any sort of issue, underlying issue that wasn't bubbling to the surface, that wasn't known publicly, those four guys are out the door and they're starting over and everybody's like, it's time to start fresh. They believed, and rightfully so, back in October, that they could get back to the NCAA tournament for myriad reasons, Vince. Yeah. That we can go through and discuss and say
we'll hit a few,
for myriad reasons. They're 9-10, and some of it is the roster makeup, some of it is the unfortunate bounce of a college basketball, some of it is just the rhythm of a season where Mike Bray thought going in he had these seven guys in these seven roles and they were going to ride that through to March. When that didn't happen, it threw everything out of whack. And it's not been able to be put back into place. And I don't believe it will be put back into place.
Okay. Well, let's jump up from there. So obviously you've been doing this a while. You've been following Mike Bray since his, first game in South Bend. And he's done a lot of really great things. Is it a one-year thing with him? And I shouldn't even say with him, maybe with the program. Because I want to remind everybody that's in the chat and everybody that's listening, we're not going to talk about replacements for a job that is not open. I mean, this job's not open, and we never call for anybody to be fired. It's not how we operate. So we're not really going to go down that road, but we can talk about the state of the program and kind of where things are, right? So from your perspective, I mean, you just said it yourself. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you said it yourself. You don't see this thing getting any better anytime soon. What brings you to that conclusion, and why do you say that?
Mike Bray in his 23rd year, Mike Bray with a roster that he constructed, that he believed that it was a win-now situation where everything was pointing in the direction of at the very least, getting back to the NCAA tournament a second straight season. And because that hasn't happened, because we've been through the struggles with Mike Bray in 17-18, and 18-19. And oh, by the way, there was a COVID year that I think Notre Dame fans conveniently forget that they didn't know going into the 2021 season whether or not they were going to play 3 months or 3 days.
Sure.
But for some reason, because it fits the narrative, Notre Dame fans like to say, yeah, Notre Dame didn't make the NCAA tournament that year too. Did we really expect Notre Dame to make it make the NCAA tournament during a COVID year? So there have been struggles all along. We thought those struggles were properly addressed and properly solved last season, to where there was momentum, there was recruiting momentum, there was roster momentum, there was staff momentum, There was what Mike Bray talked about last year, fabric momentum, the fabric of the program, just the overall day-to-day operation that he really liked where it was at. All of that has just kind of dissipated and faded. And if you saw Mike Bray's post-game meeting with the media after the Florida State game, you can see that every button, whatever it is, young guys, let's do this lineup. What about the old guy? Let's do that. Every button, every conceivable button. Now that everybody's going to say, well, he hasn't pushed the bench button. Look, Dom Campbell, Tony Sanders, Matt Zona are not ACC ready. And that's the way this program operates. Like, you're not going to play as a freshman or a sophomore, sometimes as a junior. But as a senior, you have to play. That's the way the program has long operated. Mike Bray's not going to stray from that. Mike Bray believed he could ride this group one more season back to the NCAA tournament. And when it doesn't happen and it starts falling apart, and you see the way they lose games, at home to Syracuse, at Boston College, at Florida State, when they have a chance for the game-winning bucket at the end of regulation there with Cormac Ryan. Oh, but the fifth-year guard turns it over, and they lose by one. When they lose games in that manner, and then the way they started Tuesday against Florida State, it's just something where if you've been around this program day-to-day and you've been around these coaches and these players day-to-day, it's just something where something has to change. And we all know what that change eventually will be. But it's just at some point you just have to say, you know what? It's time. It's just it's just time to say thank you for 23 years. Thank you for putting Notre Dame men's basketball back on the map.
Yeah.
Because they were so far off the map when Mike Bray walked in the door in July 2000 that they needed a map just to get back on the map. That's how far away they were. But thanks for everything. Thanks for the job you did in the Big East. Thanks for the job you did in the ACC. But, and Mike Bray will be the first to say, I haven't done the job this year. I don't think I'm up to having to do another rebuild or climb back to the NCAA tournament in 23, 24. And that's maybe time for a new voice and a new direction with this basketball program.
Matt Lee has an interesting question, and it goes along with what you're talking about. So I wanted to bring it up because I think it fits. He says, hey, Tom and Vince, how hard will it be if Jack decides to, and I'm kind of paraphrasing and editing just because I want to make sure I don't cross any lines here, but how hard would it be for Jack Swarbrick to ask Mike Bray to walk away if he decides to go that route?
Not very hard, because it's never going to get to that situation. I think Jack Swarbrick is on the record with the South Bend Tribune, with Andy Insider, as saying Mike Bray can coach at the University of Notre Dame for as long as Mike Bray wants. He's earned that right as the winningest coach in program history. He's earned that right for having to steer them through the Big East and all the changes that went through in the Big East, for having to steer them through the ACC, where, oh, by the way, they did win a conference tournament championship, where some teams in that league have been there for 50-plus years and have never done what Notre Dame did in year two in the ACC. So it's not going to be a situation where Jack Swarbrick sits Mike Bray down and says, we need to have a very frank and hard and difficult discussion about the future of Notre Dame men's basketball. Look, Mike Bray's a lot of things, and Mike Bray's a smart guy. He understands what the one loss record is. He understands what the public perception is. He understands where this program is and what and how it got there and who's responsible for it. Mike Bray is not going to hang around the Notre Dame men's basketball program just to collect a nice little paycheck, or I should say a nice big paycheck monthly or however he's compensated. When Mike Bray believes, when Mike Bray knows it's time to go, guess what? He's going.
Okay. All right. So this is I'm going to ask Tom's opinion on this one, right? How frustrating must it be for Mike Bray? Because on paper, this is how he wants to construct a team. They're all old. Those are the guys he's counting on. You know, it's a shortish bench. You know, he's got guys there for the future. He's got a little sprinkling of some youth, obviously. I mean, this is his ideal roster as far as guys that have been in the program for a while, et cetera, et cetera, and that it's just not working. I mean, how frustrating must that be for him at this stage in his career?
Unbelievably, because and you could see the frustration starting to build a couple of years ago when he went through a similar situation where there were injuries, they had to play young guys, but even when they had to play young guys, every button he tried to push and every move he tried to make, it just was met with an indifferent response, but a response that maybe he wasn't looking for. Like back in 2010 or back in 2009, when they decided to go, oh, Luke Herangode's out for 6 weeks, we're going to have to go to the burn offense. Everybody kind of rallied around that and was galvanized by, this is the way we've got to play. Let's play this way and let's have success this way. He hasn't been able to reach these guys for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And it's something where, yeah, Mike Bray to a large point, it does fall on him, but eventually some of the blame and some of the responsibility has to be shouldered by the guys that were given so much responsibility and so much leeway. And here, this is your team. Run with it. Take ownership in it. Be the old guys. Be the senior leaders.
Sure.
Be the guys that are going to carry this program back for a second straight year. And for whatever reason, and you just can't get into the psyche of 21, 22, 23-year-old fifth-year guys as to why they decided to come back if this was going to be such an absolute disaster the way it's turned out to be.
Sure, absolutely. Those guys had a decision to make at the end of last year, and we weren't really sure, are they going to stay? Are they going to go? They obviously saw something as a unit with this team and the way it was going to be constructed. Hey, we're going to get back to the NCAA tournament, because why wouldn't they want to go out on a high note of making it back to the tournament after so many years and, you know, the whole thing? And, hey, we'll just let them rebuild. And we went out, we got to the tournament, we did what we wanted to do. They obviously saw something in what this roster was going to look like.
And that's the hard part, because, I mean, you look at Dane Goodwin and you kind of get the sense that Dane Goodwin is not happy being the second big. But here's a newsflash. Stop the presses, Dane Goodwin. You knew before you came back, if you came back, you were going to be the second big. Like, right. That was the role you were going to play. Trey Wirtz, if you were going to come back, you wanted to come back and play more minutes. You were going to be the point guard. Why haven't you been the point guard? Why have you played so passively in situations that require you not to play that way? Nate Leshefsky, you knew you were going to be the only major veteran big with any experience. Why have you not responded since starting out the season so well? I mean, Cormac Ryan. Look at what there were not 10 better players in the entire NCAA tournament last year than Cormac Ryan and what he did in those three games against Rutgers, Alabama, and Texas Tech. Those expectations were going to carry forward through into this year. If you didn't want to handle those expectations, why did you come back? So it's just something where they all knew the deal. Like, sure, they didn't walk in the door in October and look around and say, we may only play seven guys, or we've got to rely a lot on freshmen and JJ Starling and Van Allen Lubin, or we might really be missing one real key piece to being a very good basketball team. Like, they knew before they decided to come back what the deal was going to be in 22 and 23.
With Kizik hands-free shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I know this is going to sound silly, but it's January 18th. I want to talk about the future of Notre Dame basketball from a roster standpoint, okay? So, and I got a little bit of skin in the game because I get to see a kid who's going to be going to Notre Dame next year, every home game that he plays, and I'm talking about Marcus Burton. He's the guard from Penn locally, and he is, I don't know if you've seen him play this year. Do you cover any high school sports this year for basketball?
I will be making my way to the Palace on Friday night.
Because I thought you might.
There's kind of a big game there on Friday night with the Penn Kingsmen.
Yeah, I thought you might. So it's number one or number two, three. I forget where they are in 4A, but they're playing the number one team in 3A in Mishawaka Marion, former home of Demetrius Jackson for all of those Irish fans out there. But it should be a big game. It's going to be at the Palace. I'll be there, you know, monitoring the student section, et cetera, because they're letting all the students in free because they want a big student section. But I watched him a lot growing up. You know, I would do a couple of Penn games a year. You know, he was always a good player. You know, I wasn't, you know, overly impressed by him. This year, he has taken his game to a completely other level, at least with my own eyes. He's a little undersized. I think he's 6'1". At least that's what they say that he is. I don't know that he's that, to be honest with you.
5'11".
Yeah, I think that's probably more accurate. But he is so good with the basketball, around the rim, his shot, all of the above. What are you hearing about Marcus Burton and how he's going to fit in this completely new-look roster that Notre Dame's going to have next year?
I have absolutely no idea because you have to begin with the head coach. And as we sit here on January 18th, we don't know what the head coaching situation is going to be. Now, that said, regardless, whoever the coach is, whether it's Mike Bray, nothing changes. Status quo, Marcus Burton's going to come in. He'll be able to be a complimentary piece.
Sure.
If J.J. Starling sticks around with a backcourt that features J.J. Starling and maybe Marcus Burton. I don't think Marcus Burton is a starter as a freshman, regardless of who the coach is, but he's got a chance to be a really good college guard. He's got to get on a weight program because as dynamic as he is, playing in the Northern Indiana Conference, he's still playing in the Northern Indiana Conference.
He's undersized, yeah.
He's very undersized.
Yeah.
He's very small. But whoever the coach is, I think will be able to find a place for Marcus Burton because let's just say hypothetically, there's a new coach at the University of Notre Dame for men's basketball. The last thing that the new coach will want to do is to tell a local kid, not only a local kid, but a kid who's going to soon be the all-time leading scorer in Penn High School men's boys basketball history on Friday night against Marion, to tell a local kid and a local standout, and knock on wood, maybe Mr. Basketball in the state of Indiana.
He's got a shot.
That he doesn't have a place on the 2023-24 roster. So Marcus Burton will find a place at Notre Dame.
Sure.
Who he plays for and how he plays all remain to be seen at this point because we just don't know who the coach is going to be and what that roster is going to look like in come fall. We just don't know.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. But what are your thoughts on how the current freshman class is faring at Notre Dame and what that future looks like? Because you kind of scare me a little bit when you talk about if J.J. Starling is on the roster next year. I mean, it's a little scary if you're a Notre Dame basketball fan, for sure.
This is what college basketball is now. Notre Dame fans want to stay up at night and toss and turn. Go look at what happened when LSU fired Will Wade last year. Will Wade gets fired now for totally different circumstances than maybe what happens with Mike Bray. Should he decide that this is it? LSU had at one point zero players on its returning roster. Everybody left. Everybody left.
Wow.
Either to the transfer portal or the NBA or wherever. They were like, we're done. We're out of here. They had zero returning scholarship players. That could be a possibility at Notre Dame. JJ Starling will say and do all the right things on January 18th. Sure. That may change. That may change come March 18th. Then Alan Lubin, again, January 18th, I'm good. March 18th, maybe not so good. Both those guys said when they were recruited, when they committed, and when they signed, one of the reasons they did so was to come play for Mike Bray. Then Alan Lubin is a long way from home.
Yeah.
Never seen snow before this past October, November, whenever we had our first snow in northern Indiana. He's a long way from home. Had a lot of SEC schools looking at him last year, but when he decided to commit, what's the coaching staff situation? What's the assistant coaching staff situation? Does Vel then see himself at Notre Dame for a year or 2 years? Those are all questions that remain to be seen. I cannot sit here on January 18th and say for certain there's anybody returning on this roster next year. Like, you can say there may be a few guys coming back. You can say there's nobody coming back.
Yeah.
You have no idea, because that's the way of the college basketball world, especially in the transfer portal. JJ Starling feels like he can grow and develop somewhere else. He's gone. Same with Van Allen Lubin. Same with Dom Campbell. Same with J.R. Kinesny, a local guy who basically hasn't played in 2 years. You have no idea what the offseason is going to hold for this program and this roster. None.
So scary thoughts that they could lose those guys. But be careful. I get it.
Be careful what you wish for, Notre Dame fans.
Yeah.
Because you're really close to seeing it happen. And when it does, hey, that's what you get when you decide you're going to make a coaching change,
mm-hmm.
when somebody decides they're going to leave. This is the way of the college basketball world as we know it in 2023.
Oh my gosh, that is just scary to think about. Okay. Well, let's put a bow on the basketball talk, at least between you and me. We're going to jump into a little mailbag. So before we do, make sure you hit that like button, hit the subscribe button, tell your friends, leave us a 5-star review, all that fun stuff. We would really, really appreciate it. We'll be right back.